Wes, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here.
Yeah, well, I want to hear all about this new project you have going on, Friends of A.J. Swope Memorial Plaza. Anybody who has heard those words is like, yes!
That's right.
Now, and I moved here after A.J. was already gone. So tell us a little bit about A.J.
You know, it's so hard. I don't know where to start with A.J., but just the coolest guy. And everybody would tell you this. He's just the coolest guy ever. You know, he was a news guy. That's how I got to know him. He was on Channel 7, and then he was really interested in wind energy, and we were really kicking that up about that time. And we formed a group called Class 4 Winds and Renewables, and it was a nonprofit advocacy group. And he called me. A lot of times reporters do this. They call me and they say, I love my job, but do you know of any jobs in PR? And I was like, hey, we just started this group, and you know, you'd be perfect. He was only 24 years old at the time, maybe 23. And we hired him to run the organization, and that's how I got to know AJ. But, you know, AJ also was a musician, and I didn't even know this about him at the time. Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I play whatever. But he was a serious musician as well and had formed a band about the time he went to work with our group. And so a whole lot of people only knew him as a musician. I knew him as a business dude, you know. So he had these two lives going at the same time, and he was able to step back and forth so easily among his different worlds. And I just think he was an enlightened soul. He really was. He was a step above all of us. And I don't know why he was taken from us. You know, it's such the great mystery that these people that could do so much for us in this world are gone. And it was such a violent, tragic way to leave. It was a violent car crash. And it stunned us. We were devastated. Sat around for a long time. How do we deal with this? And some friends of mine started talking about a way to memorialize AJ. It really started off as a stage. You know, let's have a stage where people can come downtown and play. And as this thing grew, it also grew in cost. We were talking about, you know, $100,000 project. Now, we actually have this beautiful drawing for a downtown plaza with an amphitheater, 300-seat amphitheater, and a walk of fame, because my friend Craig Vaughn over at KPUR is a history lover, and he's involved with this. He said, let's work in a walk of fame. So we would have all these notable people around the region and have some way to educate folks about them. And then most recently, we started working with a group trying to put a first responders memorial together. We don't have any public memorial for those who died in the line of duty as a fireman or a police officer. And it really fits nicely with this, because we're talking about a place of reflection and celebration, and they've come on board. So we've got a lot going. So I've got three things going on over there. So I don't know. We might add something else. Who knows?
Well, I think this is such an exciting project. There's so much going on downtown in Amarillo, and it's the largest city in our listener region. And I know most of the people on the High Plains have tootled down here, and this just gives them another reason to come on down. So tell us, what are the next steps here now that this project has kind of grown? You've obviously, you know, got some people on board that are excited about it. You have what it might look like. So it has to be like fanning the flames of wanting to make it happen.
Exactly. And we tried to not be public right now, because we wanted to get all these things figured out. And it's just too hard to keep a secret in Amarillo, Texas. So so we thought, let's just talk about it. Let's go to the public and talk. So what we want to do is we want to raise $2.5 million to build this plaza and have some money left over to help maintain it. And we want to give this to the city. So, and they're very excited about it. They have not agreed. We don't have a formal agreement yet. So we're working on the plans and details for a formal agreement with the city of Amarillo. It would be located near the new ballpark, 8th and Lincoln, just to the southeast of the new ballpark that's being built. So we would like to build it next year once the ballpark is open. So we gotta get the plans finalized. We have to raise $2.5 million. And in any other circumstance, I would be very terrified about raising $2.5 million. But I think I could find enough folks in this region who loved AJ, who love downtown Amarillo and what's going on, that I think we can create enough excitement to meet our goals.
Well, I definitely am very excited, especially since it started as a stage, like to be able to have musicians and have singer-songwriters, you know, share their voice, you know, right here in a place where live music is very much alive.
And, you know, the thing about AJ, if you talk to a lot of musicians around here that knew him, they will say, AJ inspired me, or AJ told me you're good enough to go perform. You know, a lot of people want to do these things, but they just don't have any confidence. So AJ was an encourager. And we think it's fitting then that we would have this stage to develop live music or local music in Amarillo. We have a music scene here. You know, it's crazy. There really wasn't one when I moved here 27 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there might have been. I didn't know about it. But we have really creative, talented people, and we've got to start supporting these folks. And I want to have an Amarillo sound. I want somewhere someday to see, oh, this sound developed in Amarillo, Texas. I think we're more than capable of that. And who knows, this plaza might be the epicenter of this movement.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. And the music scene is definitely picking up, not just folks stopping through, but yeah, people from this region, you know, that are, it's kind of like if you build it, they will come. Give them a stage and you'll see what you got.
And support them. And, you know, and what's cool about our scene here is it's diverse. It's not all Amarillo by morning, you know, and mm-hmm, Boot Scootin'. And I love that music too, by the way, but I love to hear something different. We were down on 6th last night, and Mount Ivy was playing down there, and they're just amazing. You know, it's not your typical sound you would think you'd find in a bar on 6th Street in Amarillo. So we've got a lot going on. AJ would be so happy to see this happening. So definitely music is a big focus of what we're doing with this, but we want it to be even more. But it's just really the sky's the limit, I guess, on what we can come up with. We just got to raise the money. Everything's about money, right?
So tell folks how they can help out if they wanted to get involved or even get in touch with you about the project.
Sure. You know, we have a website, ajswopeplaza.com. We have a Facebook page, so you can look that up. We have a fund set up at the Amarillo Area Foundation. So if you give money to this fund, it is a tax-deductible donation. They're handling those funds for us. Currently, that's the only way, and we hope to develop some other fun things, like we're talking about concerts, we're talking about even a tribute album, some of the musicians getting together and doing something, and because a lot to be worked out, but I've had all these people come to me with ideas, and I said, just write it down, because I'm so busy right now, and we're so overwhelmed, but please let us know if you have a great idea, because we want to reach people. It's not just about raising money. It's about getting people excited. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, if you get the excitement going, the money will come at that point.
How about we do a couple concerts in wind farms?
That would be so cool. Yeah. I love that idea. See, right there.
Blowing in the wind.
There's my new idea. So let's do that.
Well, Wes, thank you so much. We'll put a link up to all of this so folks can find this information. And High Plains Public Radio did actually write a feature on this as well. So yep, you can find that on our news feed. Wes Reeves, that is ajswopeplaza.com if you want to find out more. And talk about it. Tell your friends. Like I said, when I first moved here, his name was on the lips of so many people.
Yeah. And still is. It's amazing. 5 years down the road. And we're going to make it happen where it's always on people's lips.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for this. This is very exciting to see urban green spaces opening up, getting communities involved and, you know, supporting music and arts, especially right next to the stadium. That will be so cool.
Yeah, we're excited.
Thank All right.
you.
All right. Thanks, Wes. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Up next, let's hear some Wilco. I was going to play this yesterday. Here's Passenger Side on High Plains Morning.